In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us. Richard Battle joining us now, author of Navigating Life's Journey. Richard, what is it like to live in the great free state of Texas where you don't have to wear a mask now?
Well, the sun is shining and freedom is growing. That's
amazing.
What we're for.
Amazing. Just pass it up north a little bit, would you? That'd be great.
Yes, I was very grateful that the governor lifted the mask mandate effective next week yesterday. And typical, there was so much misreporting about it and so many people panicked that it was going to be unabated freedom, that it's been real instructive to watch people and how they've responded versus what the actual order was.
Yeah. I've also seen, and Charlie was telling me at the top of the hour there, that you know, we've got, you know, folks like Michael Moore coming out now and saying because of the position now that Texas has on this, that, you know, you guys should not get any more vaccines. Just, you know, let them all die, basically, is what he said, which I just don't know where some of this mentality is coming from.
Well, just when you think things can't get any crazier, they do.
Yeah.
Every day, it seems like, and common sense has gone out the window.
True. All right, let's talk rules. We don't need no stinking rules, and yet they continue to get passed down to us.
Well, what frosted my cake and made this topic so appropriate for this week was last week when the House took months to pass the COVID relief bill and then said it was an emergency, and of course now it's day goes by. But when the Senate parliamentarian ruled that they could not include the minimum wage provision in the COVID relief bill, the Speaker of the House, and since then the Progressive Caucus, have come out and said disregard the parliamentarian's rules. In other words, we want it now, regardless of what the rules are. And it just showed me that if they are willing to write off rules today,
right,
when they're in power, what rules will be written off when they're not in power? And of course, we know what their response will be at that time.
Right. And yet, at the same time, we've got, you know, 56 new executive orders, which, let's face it, those are orders, rules, whatever you want to call it. So they're really good at passing on their rules to us and yet getting a pass with themselves.
Well, there's no doubt. And it was interesting, the first time I really discovered that Democrats didn't like rules, I was reading about Franklin Roosevelt in the 44 Democrat convention wanting to scuttle his vice president so he could put Harry Truman on the ticket. And they told him that the rules wouldn't let him do it. And he basically said, the heck with the rules, and did it anyway.
Mm.
And I think that's been indicative of what's happened since then. And when I was a kid, I played Monopoly with an older cousin. And our younger brothers wanted to play, but we wouldn't let them. Once we did, we would change the rules every roll of the dice so we could win. Well, early on, they were just satisfied to play the game.
Right.
But once they wised up to demand their rights and we had to play fairly, then we didn't win all the time. And it's the same thing with these rule exceptions. We have to demand that people adhere to the rules and the processes or we will lose our freedoms.
You know, Richard, and I know this is continues to be even, you know, an ongoing debate. We talked about this on our National Crawford Roundtable when it comes to the cancel culture, and that is that there's no respect anymore for anybody with a differing opinion, especially if you're in the minority of opinions. That basically you just get cast aside and disregarded, that, you know, you don't have any opinion at all if you're of that mindset.
Well, that's true, and it's even more insidious than that to me. The people that are in the cancel culture have generally built nothing.
Right.
And they're trying to erase imperfect people. We're all imperfect.
That's right.
But imperfect people who did some grandiose things to contribute to the success of our country. And they look at the one imperfection, whereas most of us look and are grateful for the contributions that great people made. And it's interesting to me that if hindsight's 20/20 and experience is the best teacher, why do the people that have neither not listen to the people that have both?
Right, right. And this goes back to even, and we talked about it again on the roundtable, just, you know, where does this stop? Where is the end? And Richard, I don't have an answer to that, although I do think at times we ourselves as Christians that need to even look in the mirror sometimes, because I think we can be very guilty of doing the same thing the cancel culture is doing outside of the church, we inside of the church have been doing for a very long time. And what I mean by that is, you know, you've been in places, I've been in places where somebody didn't particularly care for the way a person said something, or the pastor spoke about something, or the particular sermon that was given. And the way it works in a lot of churches is some folks leave quietly, some folks leave with a big stink, and some folks want to change leadership inside the church so they have it their way, and that thing never gets talked about again. So in a way, Richard, you know, we as Christians are sort of reaping in the world what we've done inside of the church for a very long time.
Well, that is true, and as we've talked about before, it's such a daunting task trying to roll back what's going on right now and the momentum, and none of us can do everything, as I say, but we can all do one more thing,
mm-hmm.
And I just encourage people to think about what you're passionate about and get involved or do one more thing than you're doing now as a citizen. Because if we all don't do it in aggregate, we'll end up
right.
being subjects.
Agreed.
Like British and other people are.
That's right. No, you're exactly right. That's exactly what we'll do. And we have to keep, and this is something I think we all need to remember, and I think it's something that really has almost been forgotten in a way through COVID, Richard. And, you know, you guys in Texas are now going to have some freedom that, you know, others don't have. And granted, some other states are starting to jump on that bandwagon as well. But, you know, we have really, in a lot of ways through COVID, just listened to the rules, abided by them, given the Karens and Kevins of the world tons of power. And yet a lot of us haven't kept those things in check. And, you know, it's high time, I think, that we started checking those folks that we elect. I mean, we always say they're in authority. In a way, they are, Richard, but they're in authority because we elected and put them there, and we need to make sure they all understand and realize that.
Well, absolutely. And what happened since our founding, our founders didn't trust government. They
right.
put the checks and balances in place to protect us. And over time, our people have either gotten lazy or trusting or something to where they're leaving it up to someone else. And when we do that, that's when we lose our liberty. And as the guy in the V for Vendetta said, people shouldn't be afraid of their government. Government should be afraid of the people. And we have to hold elected politicians accountable. And I'll give you another example. Joshua Chamberlain of Civil War fame was elected governor of Maine 4 times. And I ask people when I speak, how many years was that? And most people guess 16 years. Well, he was elected 4 terms, and each term was 1 year. Because back in the 1860s and 70s, politicians were held to elections more frequently. But they sold us on extending their terms because of cost of running an election. And we need to hold them more accountable,
agree.
Not less.
I agree. You are 100% correct on that. And again, it's our duty. You said it earlier. It's our duty as citizens, especially in a constitutional republic, it's our duty as citizens to hold these individuals, male or female, accountable. And I'll be honest, Richard, I think there's times where even as conservatives, we fail in that area. We give these guys far too much power, too much reign, if you would, and we need to keep them in check.
We do, and part of it is most of us don't want to believe that people can be as selfish and self-centered as they are, and the longer politicians are in office, the worse they are, the less connected they are with the voters, the more bulletproof they think they are, and they can do anything they want to with impunity.
Right.
And we need more exceptions than we're doing now to throw people out who are acting that way and get back to where it's more of a service to the people, like the founders did as citizen servants that are there for a few years and then back home.
Exactly. All right. Give us a great story from navigating life's journey.
Well, I'll tell you a story that's going to be in a future book today, and that is a friend of mine whose father was murdered while he was an apartment manager by two brothers. Mm. And my friend ended up, his name's Charles Larkham, ended up believing in God and ended up counseling those people in jail about forgiveness, his forgiveness of them and his faith. And the lesson in this is when we forgive people, it is a great gift to ourselves, because when we hold grudges or have feuds and are angry at other people, it doesn't hurt them. It hurts ourselves. Right. And so forgiveness is a great lesson that we can learn and a gift we can give ourselves when we do it.
Yep. No, that is spot on, Richard. I can't say it any better than you just did. Again, Navigating Life's Journey, folks. You can get it at Amazon. Richard, it's always a joy having you. I appreciate your friendship and the attitude that you have and, keeping us in check and reminding us of the things we need to do. And yet with all that, I'm jealous because you live in Texas where you've got more freedom now than we have.
Well, John, it's a joy for me also. We appreciate it. We hope the listeners enjoy the discussion, and we say God bless America.
Thank you, Richard. Appreciate you very much. Have a great evening, sir.
You too.
See All right,
you.
We'll do it. Richard Battle again, Navigating Life's Journey. You can find Richard, by the way, on his website, richardbattle.com. Roof Max is coming up next, folks. And Dave Hart, he would love to help you with your roof. And he's got a little slogan that we're going to launch here in a couple of days where kind of a funny little thing we'll talk about. But the reality is this. Rejuvenate your roof, save money, because literally you can put the lifeblood of what was originally in that roof back into it. The UV rays, our closeness to the sun, the fact that there's not as much asphalt and shingles like there used to be, all of that contributes to early failure of roofs. You can actually extend the life of your roof with Roof Max, and right now there's a $200 off deal in March. So call Dave today, 303-710-6916. Again, 303-710-6916.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
All right, folks, we heard from Kurt on Monday that rates are a little bit up right now, but they're likely to come back down. You can still get that process started. And by the way, we say up, 3%. I mean, it's still very, very low. And if you consider everything we've been through here in the last, 40, 50 years, reality is they're still extremely, extremely low, some of the lowest we've ever seen. So give Kurt a call today. Get a free mortgage review, 720-895-0500. Again, 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where our reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And I think I just heard Richard, Charlie, say that they are now finally cracking down on these registrations that people have just let go and go and go and go and go. And I saw a Tesla the other day driving next to me that had tags on it that had expired, I believe, all the way back last September. And I'm thinking to myself, buddy, give me a break. If you haven't been able to get in and get that handled by now, you're just milking it's all you're doing. So, folks, fair warning, if you're still running around with expired, or if you are running around with expired tags or that temp permit that ran out about, you know, 6 months ago or so, you better get in and get things handled, because they're now going to start cracking down, which, by the way, they've, in my opinion, let go far, far, far too long. And I can tell you firsthand, as someone that has bought a new car recently, getting tags is still doable. It's not impossible. Yeah, you got to put a little effort into it, but it's really not that big of a deal. In fact, there's no excuse for anybody to be running around right now with expired tags other than you're lazy. Period. So I would say get those things renewed, get them handled before you end up with a ticket. And I'm all for that, because I've registered mine. I've paid my dues. Why shouldn't everybody else have to at this point? All right, I want to talk about something for just a minute. We talked about yesterday, you know, Texas there. Talked to Richard Battle a moment ago even about Texas and dropping the masks and what, you know, Governor Greg Abbott has done there. And man alive, is he taking tons and tons of heat on Twitter and from movie stars and other places. And by the way, none of these people are experts. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, most of the people that, even if they live in Texas and are complaining about it, they're free to leave and go someplace else where there's stricter mandates if they'd like. But there's all sorts of things being, you know, thrown back at, you know, Greg Abbott, as, you know, Texas is taking the death penalty to a whole new level. Please reconsider masks. Dr. Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease doctor, I call him the dictator, by the way, has repeatedly said that he does not know when Americans will be able to return to normal, but that they may still need to continue wearing face masks, face diapers, I call them, into 2022. This is a safety issue. No, folks, it's not. And I gave all the numbers out earlier in the week. In fact, I did them on Monday. I did them on Tuesday. Heck, while I'm at it, I guess I can do them again today. Let me go back to my Monday notes, and I'll give you the actual stats. This was as of Monday morning, so these are going to be a little bit different as of today, but it won't be much different. So here's the numbers. And for those of you listening, here's how I came up with these. Very simple. I went to Google. I went to the place where you type in a search, and I said, COVID numbers. That's it, COVID numbers. And you get all sorts of stats, worldwide, country, state, however you want to break it down. It's all there very easily. And the numbers that I'm using are their numbers. I think a lot of these numbers are inaccurate and in some cases inflated, but I still use their numbers because that's what's there. I didn't pull these numbers out of any kind of publication. I didn't rely on anybody else. I simply pulled them down, did the math. Here they are. Worldwide, total cases equal 1.5% of the total population on Earth. Keep in mind, folks, there are 7.5 billion people that live on this Earth. 7.5 billion people. So even 10% infected would have to be 700 million people, and there's not been anywhere close to that infected with COVID. So total cases worldwide is just 1.5%. Total deaths worldwide is 0.03%. Okay? So in other words, worldwide, you have a 99.7% chance of not dying from COVID. yet we've got all these people talking about how Texas is being reckless and this is a new level of death penalty. People in Texas that are saying this, or people anywhere that are saying this, have lost your ever-loving mind and don't know the stats. You're listening to the news media. You don't know stats. You're listening to Fauci. He doesn't know stats. He thinks he does, but he doesn't. He's a little dictator. USA numbers. Total cases in relation to population. We have roughly 350 million people in the country. 8%. Yes, our cases are higher for lots of reasons I and Andy both have talked about. One being we test more. Two, there's been, I think, several different people that will tell you that they've tested positive more than once and they get thrown in that way. By the way, there's a lot of false positive tests. That's why they can be tested positive more than once, because there's false positives. Those get thrown into that 8% number as well. But even in the U.S., take it for what it is, 8%. So 92% of the U.S., and granted, I know there's people that have probably had COVID that haven't been tested, but I'm just using the numbers that we have. 92% of you running around have not had COVID. The death rate in the U.S. of COVID, and again, this is of everybody that had COVID that died. You could have been hit by a bus, but if you had COVID, you got listed as a COVID death. If you had a heart attack and died but had COVID, you got listed as a COVID death. If you had diabetes but had COVID and died, it was a COVID death. In Grand Lake, in the Grand County area, if you were shot by someone and had COVID, you were listed as a COVID death, even though it's the bullet that killed you, not COVID, you were still listed as a COVID death. So, with all of that being said, the death rate in the USA is 0.15%. Not 15%, 0.15%. And even the deaths that are, you know, the cases basically that we found that we have in the US and the deaths based upon those cases, it's 1.8%. So those are the numbers. If you want those, you can look them up yourself. There's nothing magical about what I did there. I just went out, got the numbers, extrapolated it, did the math, and there you go. So we'll be back in a moment. Talk to Kate Carr. Don't go anywhere. Pure 4 Chevrolet is coming up next, and they want to help you out with all of your vehicle purchase needs. And it's not that far of a drive. Fort Lupton, really, just a hop, skip, and a jump up north. It's just off Highway 85. It's really not that far to go. Shop online at pure4chevrolet.com or 303-659-8311.
You know, when I go into Pure 4 Chevrolet, they don't give you that feel like they're there to take your money or they only care about the sale. They really, truly seem to care about me, and that means a lot to me. I've had the privilege of going into Pure 4 Chevrolet to see Rolly's office. And when you see Rolly Purifoy and his family, and especially his father, because his dad was so involved in this business, you really get a sense of what it means for it to be a family. Then when you see customers come in, you also realize that they treat their customers the same way they would their family members. It was very clear that the customers come back again and again and again. There's kind of this real family feel of they want you to come in, be so pleased that you'll continue to come in and have a pleasant experience, and people that treat you like family, and you can't get better than that. So that really has stuck with me, and I think that's really something unique about Purifoy Chevrolet that means you should go there.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, would love to help you with your future planning when it comes to, you know, retirement, where you're headed, how are you going to get there, how are you going to stay there, how do you stave off inflation, all those things Al can help with. 303-744-1128 or find him at klzradio.com.
Al Smith protects your nest egg from the high cost of long-term health care. Once you retire, you have one concern: making your money last. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, KLZ's retirement planning specialist Al Smith, has worked in financial services for over three decades, specializing in retirement planning for the past 16 years. After all those years helping people manage their money, Al has spent a lot of time listening to his clients' concerns about retirement. Al has personally seen friends and relatives burn through their nest eggs in a matter of months, spending thousands of dollars a month on hourly health care, either at home or in assisted living. As part of your retirement plan with Golden Eagle Financial, Al will help you find alternative financial products with significant benefits in retirement, ensuring your nest egg can withstand the high cost of long-term health care. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Kate Carr joining us now from the Hearing Industries Association, actually the president of. Kate, welcome to Rush to Reason.
Thanks very much for having me on.
I appreciate you joining us. This is actually a, you know, one of those topics that I think we probably should talk way more about, but we don't. You know, hearing loss in this country, we think, only affects those that are elderly, yet I will tell you that that is not the case, because there's even folks like myself running around who did not do a very good job of taking care of their ears when they were younger in certain industries, and I regret that now, and I will pay for that as life goes on.
That's absolutely true, and it's an important day where we can highlight the importance of taking care of your hearing health. It's World Hearing Day.
So how do we, you know, go about doing this? I mean, I realize that we probably, one of these areas that I know we really take for granted until we don't have it, but how do we, you know, prevent ourselves from having hearing loss? I mean, is there certain checkups we can do? Is there certain things we could be eating, or even, you know, even, you know, vitamins, things like that we could be taking that would help? How do we, you know, how do we stave off hearing loss?
Well, let's talk about prevention first. And hearing loss that comes as a result of noise exposure is something that can be prevented.
Right.
So if you are using a headset or earbuds or AirPods or in a noisy work environment, you want to make sure that you either wear hearing protection or that you turn down the volume. Anything above 85 decibels, it's definitely harmful to your ears.
And okay, Kate, I'm going to stop for just 1 second. For folks that are listening, give us an example of something we would naturally hear in that, you know, 85, 90 decibel range.
Well, normal conversation is at 60 decibels.
Okay.
If you have a siren going by, we all know how loud that sounds. That's at 120 decibels.
Okay.
If you have a hair dryer, that's in that 85 to 90 decibels.
Okay.
And, you know, I point a hair dryer at my head most every day.
Right, right.
So that
that's a great comparison. I mean, I think, again, I'm just trying to get people's reference to, you know, what some folks consider to be loud noises, someone else may not. And I think some of that just comes down to, you know, perception and where they've worked and maybe some loss of hearing that they don't even know they have at that point.
Well, people do lose their hearing gradually. And so a big reason that people don't address it is they think they hear well enough, but they're not really aware of all the sounds that they're missing.
Okay. All right. So what do we do? Well, you know, other things we can do for prevention. And you're preaching to someone that should have done this at a younger age. I do now, but I did not do it. I've been in the automotive industry my whole life. And so I was around lots and lots of loud noises from a very, you know, early age as a young boy all the way up until I, you know, basically got out of that part of the business in probably around 2012 or so. So, yeah, I was exposed to lots and lots of things that I was not very smart in. And, yeah, I have tinnitus. I'm already paying for it, and it will just get worse as time goes on, Kate.
Well, actually, a hearing aid can help your tinnitus. That's the ringing in your ear or humming in your ear. And a hearing aid, in addition to amplifying sound if you have a hearing loss, can mask that tinnitus.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that you see a hearing care professional to take care of your particular
situation. Well, okay, and so, you know, use me as an example. I mean, I have it where I know it's there. It does not keep me up at night or bother me or anything along those lines. You know, at what point do I get to where I think about wearing a hearing aid?
What you want to do first is think about setting up an appointment with a hearing care professional.
Okay.
That can be an EMT, an audiologist, a hearing aid specialist. You can find them on our website, betterhearing.org. Go and make that visit. Understand what your baseline is now with a professional audiogram.
Okay.
So you want to know where you stand. They'll also examine your ear to see if there's any other problem with it. Some people have medical problems with their ear. It could be earwax. It could be something very benign, but it could be hearing loss.
Okay. All right. So all of us listening, make an appointment, get that done first. Get a baseline.
Okay. And then make sure you do it on a regular basis. Most people do take care of a routine physical exam, an eye exam, a dental visit, other medical visits. make this part of your routine. I'm not saying every year. We would recommend by the time you're 50, 60 years old, at least visit every 3 years.
Okay.
That's a good health practice.
Okay. All right. Are there any, you know, indicators where folks, you know, may want to do that, you know, more often, or even if they're younger, get in sooner than what we're talking about? In other words, is there things that, you know, there's that old saying that, you know, men have selective hearing, but let's be honest, sometimes there are things that folks just are not hearing well enough because of a problem they have, and they may not know they have it. I guess what I'm asking is, how does someone know they may have some hearing loss?
You know, I've been at this job for just 3 years, and it's funny. I think everyone knows someone who has hearing loss. In my case, it was my dad. I didn't understand the circumstances that he was going through. I wondered, why when I called, would my dad say hello and then hand the phone to my mother? It's because he couldn't hear me. Not being able to hear the frequency of some voices.
Right.
A child's voice has a higher frequency. A woman's voice has a higher frequency than a man's. That's one of the sounds. If you are turning up the TV very loud or the radio very loud, or you're having problems hearing in a noisy, remember crowded restaurants,
right,
when we used to be able,
right,
to do that?
Right.
We'll do that again. But so be prepared. If you struggle more than the other people there, you probably have some type of hearing loss that can be addressed. And, you know, speech and understanding are also issues because your ears actually transmit they transmit sound waves to your brain, and it's your brain that's doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
So you want your brain to be able to do as much as possible to hear the wonderful sounds around you.
I'm assuming that's also why, you know, we can hear, I mean, a lot of times even with earplugs in and things are really buttoned up tight, you can still hear certain things just because of the vibrations and things that we can pick up. And I'm assuming that's our brain picking those things up and interpreting them, or is it still the ear doing that?
You know, it's the hair cells in the brain are transmitting those vibrations that it senses from the noise that enters through our ears into,
okay,
those electronic signals to the brain.
Okay. Interesting. Well, I mean, again, fascinating just because it's one of those things, again, I think we you know, we all take for granted. Question that I have, and I don't know that I've ever asked this of anybody, with eyesight, we all know, you know, 20/20 vision. That's the goal. That's what we're trying to get. Even when you get corrective lenses, you try to get back to that 20/20. With hearing, is there a certain thing like 20/20 where there's, you know, a known baseline that everybody should try to be at, or how does that work?
That's a great question, and the answer is yes. So if you're getting a hearing test, you'll understand if you have normal hearing, you're hearing somewhere in the range of 10 to 20 decibels.
Okay.
If you have mild hearing loss, you're hearing sounds between 26 and 40 decibels. If you have moderate hearing loss, you're hearing sounds that are at 41 to 55 decibels. Louder, of course.
Right.
And then there's moderately severe, 56 to 70, severe, 71 to 90, and people with profound hearing loss can only hear sounds that are at 90 decibels or,
wow,
above.
Wow.
So, you know, people who have severe and profound hearing loss, it's a smaller number than people who have mild to moderate.
Right.
And people with severe and profound, they know mostly that they have an issue and they address it. We're trying to get the message out to those people who have mild to moderate hearing loss, because even with mild to moderate hearing loss, your risk of things like depression, dementia, falls increases, and in some cases can increase quite dramatically.
Okay. Again, we're talking to Kate Carr, Hearing Industries Association. She's the president of, has been that since 2018. Kate, you know, the thing that I was going to ask you is, you know, we all hear, you know, don't stick things in your ear. In fact, you even hear from certain folks, don't even put a Q-tip in your ear. What is the common, you know, practice or the common thing along those lines that we should be doing when it comes to, you know, just general ear care?
Well, of course, we want to keep our ears clean, but we can risk doing damage because we have, the eardrum is inside there, and some people who put things in their ears that don't belong, like a Q-tip, can actually puncture their eardrum And of course, that's a serious issue. So clean the outside of your ears, see a hearing care professional
right.
to get your hearing
right.
tested. Those are good things to do.
Is there, you know, anymore, I see all these different things that come out, you know, all across all of, you know, social media, all the ads, different things that are out there. I mean, there's all sorts of things now, from ultrasonic ear cleaners to solutions to whatever. And I guess I just always have kind of been one where, like you say, keep things clean. But I also know well enough that you're not supposed to dig at your ear and put things far inside because of what you just mentioned. Are some of those solutions and things out there really beneficial, or is there just a lot of gimmicks on the market?
You know, I really can't comment on that because that one is beyond my expertise. I would say if I had an ear problem or someone that I cared about had an ear problem, I'd be taking them in to see a hearing care professional to see if maybe they have a wax buildup that is troubling them. Sometimes that happens. I've had that happen to me as a result of traveling.
Right.
And it was a quick and easy visit and pretty painless.
All right. We talk about, you know, folks even that have got a mild case of hearing loss. So they've gone to the hearing, you know, the hearing provider. They've gotten the test. They know there's a little bit of hearing loss. Are there things they can do to, you know, regain hearing, or once it's gone, it's gone? Is there preventative things they can do to not lose any more after that? Or is it just something that's degenerative and it's going to happen no matter what they do?
Well, you've asked a really good question, because once hearing loss is gone, you cannot regenerate it. There is research underway to look at regenerating hearing cells, but we're not there yet.
Okay.
Hopefully one day that will happen, but we're not there yet. You can take steps to prevent more hearing loss, but if you're turning up the volume because you lost your hearing at that lower decibel rate, you probably will struggle a little bit.
Okay. Speaking of hearing aids, which, you know, a lot, I would guess all of us listening have somebody we know that most likely wears a hearing aid or may even be a candidate themselves for wearing a hearing aid. I just know for a fact from knowing people that those things have changed immensely. Talk about that for a moment, because I think there's this big misconception that, you know, if you're wearing a hearing aid, you must be 90, but that's not really the case, is it?
No, it's not. And the technology in hearing aids has improved dramatically. The sound quality is superior. And, you know, we have more things that can be added to hearing aids now in very, very, very small sizes. They fit behind the ear. There's a sleek design. They're comfortable to wear for 12, 16 hours a day. They're rechargeable. They stream Bluetooth from your phone to your hearing aid, or from your TV to your hearing aid. There are apps associated with it. It is a very different world than it was 10, 20 years ago. And it's important to understand that it's not just for old people.
Right.
Hearing loss can occur at all ages.
Right.
It can be genetic for the youngest of children. It can be as a result of an injury
right.
or result of a medical treatment, or age-related hearing loss. And sadly, that happens to 50% of us by the time we're in our 70s.
Wow. Yeah, and you said a moment ago, and I think this is the things folks forget about, is even medical care or medical care that goes, medical care that's not taken care of, I guess I should say, or things that aren't taken care of, you know, ear, throat, and nose things, tonsils, things like that. I know there's situations there that can also cause hearing loss or even partial hearing loss because things have gone too long without being taken care of.
That's true. And there are also some medications that can cause ototoxicity, which is you'll lose your hearing as a result of medication that you're taking. And there's a risk. You might need a life-saving medication
right.
that is going to have a negative consequence on your hearing. And before we go, can we talk about costs?
Yes, please.
So
of course. Yes.
Because I think there's also a misperception about the cost of hearing aids.
Agree.
And people think, you know, they're going to cost $5,000 or more. And yes, some of them do. Remember that you're buying not just a device, but the services associated with it.
Mm.
You're buying the screening, the fitting, the follow-up, you know, all of those different things. The other piece that I want to say is that much like anything, you can buy hearing aids at various price points. You can get high-quality hearing aids made by the world's best manufacturers for under $2,000.
Wow.
You can spend more. So I'd encourage your listeners, if they're thinking about it, to explore their options, to look at if they're on Medicare and they have a Medicare Advantage plans. Many Medicare Advantage plans, 95% of them, I'm told, cover some form of hearing care. So you might have not all the money that you need, but some of the money. Some insurance policies cover hearing aids. And, of course, veterans can get hearing aids for free through
right. the VA. Right. Kate, this is great. I've really appreciated you joining us, and you're welcome anytime. Again, this is one of those things I think we talk a lot of things medically, and I do on my show here as well. Wednesday is Health and Wellness Wednesday, and we talk about a lot of things. And I'll be honest, it's the first time I've ever talked about your ears, so you're first.
Well, I'm so excited to join you, and I hope you'll invite me back.
I will. You know what? We do have a call coming in, a question for you specifically, so hang tight. Let's just get this really quick. Paul, you're on with Kate Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, sir.
All right. Hey, do you have anything to do with tinnitus?
Go ahead, Kate.
Hearing aids can address the ringing in your ear that you're talking about. And so I would encourage you to visit an audiologist or an ENT doctor to talk to them about what options might be available to you.
Okay, because I've had tinnitus for about 35 years. And recently, I guess about 6 months ago, it's gotten so loud that that's all I hear. I could barely talk.
Yeah. You know, Paul, you need to do exactly what Kate said. And yes, they should be able to help you with that. But yeah, you need to see an expert first in that.
Okay.
And I wish you luck with that.
Yeah, no, Paul, I appreciate that call very much. And yes, Kate, that, you know, there you go. Yes, that I think, by the way, I think there's a lot more folks running around with conditions like that. Again, because, you know, I can use myself as an example, not taking care of things early on because I guess, Kate, we're just young and dumb and don't think about it. But, you know, as we get older in life and things start to change, those things start to pick up and we notice them a lot more. So for those of you that are young, by the way, please don't make the same mistakes that I and probably Paul that just called in made, because there are ways to prevent this. All the things Kate just said a moment ago. If you're young, don't be stupid like I was. Really protect your hearing. As Kate said, it's the only hearing we'll have.
Turn down the volume.
Yep.
That's the best advice.
You're right. No, Kate, I appreciate it very much. I will have you back. This is great. Great information. What's the website one more time? Folks can go and find out more about what you guys have going on.
Really easy to remember. Betterhearing.org.
Perfect. Kate, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
For having me on. I had a fun time.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
You.
Take care, Kate. And again, folks, that is a big deal. We've never talked about hearing on the show before. I, like Paul, I don't have it as bad as Paul does, but I have tinnitus or tinnitus, however you want to say that. I have that as well. It's not bad enough yet for me to stay awake and not be able to sleep and so on, but certain things can make it flare up. So I'm very understanding, Paul, of what you're going through. I can very much sympathize. So go see an audiologist, get an expert to look at that and see if they can help you, because yes, there are hearing aids out there that can actually get rid of that for you and make it so you can hear again. So Bruce Simmons is next, folks. He is our reverse mortgage specialist, and he would love to help you and explain to you how a reverse mortgage works. Find him at klzradio.com or 303-467-7821.
You want to work with Bruce Simmons because you can trust him. Bruce is usually the only person you'll talk to throughout the entire process. He's the one who meets with you and your family to explain the loan. He's the person you call with questions. He answers his phone himself every time. He personally attends all of his own closings. He'll even stay in touch after the loan closes in case you have more questions. John Rush recommended Bruce Simmons to his own mom and dad because he wanted them to work with someone local, someone who had specialized exclusively in reverse mortgages for more than 18 years, someone who would guarantee their fees so the cost would never exceed what he quoted them at the beginning. Plus, John really likes and believes in Bruce. You already know you don't want to work with a national company because you prefer a more personal approach. So choose someone you'll enjoy working with and can trust completely. Find KLZ's Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
All right, a good shop, by the way, is next. And if you've been involved in any kind of a collision, get to Al and the guys at the Good Shop. They'd love to help you out. They can get your vehicle fixed literally to standards that are better than what the car was new. And I mean that sincerely. In a lot of cases, the paint and the things that they're going to do will be better than what they were from the factory, especially on some of the older vehicles running around. So they will bring your vehicle back to life. 720-541-7697. There's a great discount right now if you mention Rush to Reason. It's really that simple. Just go to klzradio.com, look for a Good Shop, or call 720-541-7697.
Al and his team at a Good Shop continue to improve because they want to help more people. Al Sturm started a Good Shop because he saw a need. Back when he worked as an insurance adjuster, Al got a call from a confused customer looking for some help after a collision. Once Al had walked him through his insurance claim, this customer wanted to know what he should do next. Al told him, the first thing you do is find a good shop. Even back then, Al saw the way the corporate conglomerates ran the auto body industry. They dictated the process so their customers didn't have much of a choice. Al wanted to give his customers options. Today, Al and his team at a good shop in North Glen and Commerce City keep on finding new ways to control the quality of their work so they can provide an alternative to the big guys. After a collision, the first thing you do is find a good shop. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Again, special thanks to Kate Carr joining us. And, hearing is a big, big deal, folks. And I can attest to that. I have an aunt that's actually deaf that had a health problem when she was very young that took her hearing away. So I'm very, very familiar with a lot of this and knowing how important hearing is. And I will also say this. I apologize. We should have had somebody on probably years ago when it comes to health and wellness on Wednesdays talking about hearing, because I know this is something that affects a lot more people than what we probably would imagine. And as she said a moment ago, it's not just older individuals that this affects. There's a lot of young people running around because of improper care on their ears and so on, where on their hearing, I should say, where they've got issues too. And it's not just people that are in their elder years that are having issues this way. It can be a lot of you listening. So at any rate, go see an audiologist, get that baseline handled, and make that happen. Speaking of, this was a great segue, by the way, Franktown Firearms is next. Now, I can also tell you as a young man, I did not always wear ear protection when shooting. Yes, I know, dumb. When you're dumb, when you're young, you do a lot of dumb things. I will tell you that it is very important to wear hearing protection when you're shooting. I realize when you're out hunting and so on, you're likely not doing it, but that's a whole different situation. You're outdoors. You're typically only shooting once or twice. It's not the same as being inside of a shooting range indoors or even outside at a shooting range and shooting multiple rounds. So, folks, please use proper hearing protection. I know one of the things that you can buy at Franktown Firearms, by the way, is good, solid hearing protection for doing just that. There's a lot of hearing protection, by the way, for shooters that it actually only closes when the shot is fired. There's some very sophisticated things now when it comes to that you can check out at Franktown Firearms as well. So again, folks, please, if you're going to go shooting, wear proper ear protection. Franktown Firearms will make that happen when you're on the range, but they'll actually encourage you to do that even off the range. Find Franktown today at klzradio.com or call 720-770-7777.
Before you actually start carrying a firearm, you need to develop the mindset of safety. Whether you consider yourself an experienced shooter or if you've never shot a gun, head trainer Karen Murray recommends signing up for the basic concealed carry class at Franktown Firearms first, because everyone has bad habits to break. You need to start with the basics. But you also can't walk out of a CCW class with a gun strapped to your hip thinking you're Jack Bauer. Once you've registered for your concealed carry permit, come back to Franktown Firearms for Karen's tactical pistol course to put your skills into practice. Karen will teach you the 6 steps to proper holster draw, giving you the chance to practice situational awareness in a safe environment. Karen loves watching her students leave her tactical pistol course at Franktown Firearms, wearing their guns in their holsters for the first time. Register for a class now at klzradio.com/Franktown. Confidence through practice.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We've got another full hour coming your way here in just a moment, so bear with us. Top of the hour, Barry Shore is going to join us. This is going to be an interesting interview, by the way. He is living proof that anyone can be happy. He's got quite a story to tell as far as what he's been through in his life, quadriplegic and so on. And yet, at the end of the day, he will tell you that joy is something that you choose on a daily basis. It does not choose you. You have to choose it. So it'll be an interesting and fun interview we have here at the top of the hour. And one thing I was going to talk about that I didn't get a chance to do yet today, maybe I'll do this tomorrow, is there are several cities now, Colorado Springs, there was an article out about Colorado Springs and these diamond interchanges. And if you're not familiar with one, there's not too many in Colorado. There happens to be one up in the Louisville area, the interchange at McCaslin. As you go over 36 there, there's a diamond interchange. And there are folks out there now that are saying this is going to actually become more prevalent than it is and has been in the past. And I will tell you that I absolutely hate diamond interchanges. I hate roundabouts, and I hate diamond interchanges. If we get time tomorrow, I'll talk more about it, but it sounds like you're going to see more and more of these coming to a intersection near you, and I will tell you right now that I do not like them. So let's do this. American National Insurance coming top of the hour as well, but Barry Shore will be our next guest. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Myself and Charlie, this is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.